Tonight on Community Conversation, we're going to be talking about another concert that's going to be coming up at the TCA, and this time with the TCA Big Band and Vocaleers. And happy to have on the program with me to talk a little bit more about it is Karen Bunch. Karen, welcome back.
Thank you, Dale. Glad to be here.
And Mark Felder as well. Mark, it's good to have you back on the program as well.
Thanks for having us back.
This is going to be when and where, Karen?
It's Sunday, May 15th at 4 p.m. You can get tickets online at www.thetca.org. You can call. They're in the office from Tuesday through Friday from noon to 5, and the phone number there is 517-423-6617. Or you can get them in person at 400 North Maumee at the TCA, and you can get them an hour before the show. The show starts at 4 o'clock on that Sunday afternoon, the 15th.
Okay. So what is going to be the theme for this concert, Mark?
Oh, this is an easy one. It's the music of Cole Porter.
All right.
And especially with our Vocaleers, we're excited to do this show. One of the things Cole Porter was so well known for was his lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And just very witty lyrics and in a lot of musicals and even early movies. And so the fact that we have our singers doing several of those, I think will be fun for the audience to hear those Cole Porter lyrics.
And you know, the thing is that his music still stands up to the test of time, Mark.
It really does.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah. So what type of music are you going to be doing? I mean, we're talking about Cole Porter, but what selections did you pick out for this?
Well, it's all Cole Porter music, and but done in the style of a big band. So it's all arranged for the Tecumseh Center for the Arts Big Band.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a few not so well known, but the audience certainly will hear their favorites. Things like Anything Goes and I Love Paris, Too Darn Hot. Night and Day is a big one. Begin the Begin.
Oh, yeah.
Is an important one. Interesting note on Begin the Begin. I'm a clarinet player. That was my major.
Yeah.
And there's a huge clarinet solo in Begin the Begin. And in years of playing clarinet, I've never played it.
Oh, really?
And so Karen kindly has allowed me to play for the first time ever the big clarinet solo in Begin the Begin. So I'm nervous and excited for that.
Well, Karen, that was very nice of you.
Yeah, I just allowed him to do that. Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah.
I thought that was a story we agreed on. Oh.
Sure, we're going to go with that.
Yeah.
No, Mark is a very, very, very good clarinet player. And so it's fun to get the leader of the band, so to speak, to get out and play in front of the band. And that's what they used to do, you know, the Jimmy Dorseys, the Tommy Dorseys, Glenn Millers, they played within the band. Even though they led the band, they played.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have Mark play.
Oh,
it's
absolutely. Fun. Yes. So, you know, get you out there front, Mark.
Puts me on the spot.
Yeah. But let's talk about the band, first of all, that it consists a lot of people from around the area, doesn't it, Mark?
It is. I've been with the band about a year now. I can't believe you didn't fire me yet, but I'm still there. So I've been, and what I've learned is that the wonderful dedication of the members that are all basically local Tecumseh and Adrian folks that, that come together and make up this big band. And I'm very proud and lucky to lead such fine musicians.
As well as the Vocaleers, all from around here too, right, Karen?
Yep. We have members from Tecumseh and Adrian, as Mark mentioned, Clinton, Onstead. We've gone as far as having people from Manitou Beach in the band before. And it's all walks of life. You know, people, this isn't their daily gig, you know. They have actual jobs, most of them, or like us, few, where there are some retired people in there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, we've got anything from a corporate pilot to a pharmacist to a, you know, an optometrist to teachers, music teachers.
Fire chief.
You know, fire chief is in there. So,
and so,
music, for me, and get on my soapbox a little bit, you know, we start in fifth grade. And this is something that we've got everybody from about 30-ish to all the way up to almost 90 now in the group. It's something we can share together, multi-generational.
Sure.
And this music lends itself really, really well to speaking to the past. But, you know, it's a lot of fun to do. And the people in the group enjoy doing or performing this music. So,
was it hard to be able to go and transition the Cole Porter's music into a big band style?
Not really, because in the early days, the theater orchestras were really expanded big bands with strings, basically. So if you redo it so you don't need the strings, then it works very well. Things like Night and Day and I Get a Kick Out of You, I've Got You Under My Skin, those really tend to play well for a big band.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly with our singers doing the lyrics, I think it'll be a very enjoyable evening, afternoon.
Afternoon. Into the early evening. It's all good.
Yeah, it's all good.
For our audience.
Towards that time of the day. Exactly. You know, so this is going to be a situation to whether, I mean, the whole family can enjoy this type of a performance, Karen.
That's right. You know, we encourage that because, you know, we have a lot of folks who will bring their kids, you know, and come and watch the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, I think it's a musical genre that we want to keep alive, you know, and that's part of the reason that we play it. Part of it is we just enjoy playing the music.
Oh, absolutely. Well, besides that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But the thing is that the popularity of the big band sound has continued. It really hasn't waned at all, has it, Mark?
If anything, I think it's coming back stronger.
Yeah.
There's so much good literature out there for big bands. A lot of the really wonderful arrangers are writing for big bands more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that seems to be very well received by our audiences.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, it really spans to generations all the time, it seems like. It's just like, well, it's good music, you know. Hey,
right.
So, I mean, why not be able to enjoy it?
Right, and it's interesting that artists now, such as Lady Gaga, and teamed up with Tony Bennett, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Those are excellent CDs, and, you know, they're on TV together. Tony, not so much anymore, but,
right,
you know.
Right.
But Rod Stewart, right?
Mm-hmm.
Michael Bublé
is another good example, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
So it really, as Mark said, you know, it really is not irrelevant,
right.
I guess is what I would say. So, yeah, it's a lot
it's
of fun.
Interesting, knowing when you mentioned about Lady Gaga doing that type of music, she just recently performed at the National Association of Broadcasters Convention in Las Vegas.
Oh.
And guess what the majority of the music she did was the
big band
type
stuff.
Things that she did with Tony Bennett.
Nice.
So, I mean, she's still into it and being willing to be able to perform that as well. So, you know, hats off to Lady Gaga. You know, I thought that was quite a unique thing for her to be able to do.
Absolutely. And if your audience has seen the Tony Bennett, Lady Gaga performance, which looked like it was going to be his last,
yeah.
it was very moving. And if they haven't, there should still be a way to check it out because it was one of the magical evenings.
Well, and again, the best way to go and enjoy this type of music is to be in person, to be able to hear it in person, Karen.
That's right. And we're back. You know, COVID kind of knocked us out for a year there. We weren't able to do any concerts. So we're very happy to play in front of people again. Very, very happy and blessed to do that.
Absolutely. Anything about the concert that we haven't mentioned or touched upon, Mark?
Well, you sort of touched upon it there, but just to continue that, it's the live music. I'm involved with several groups, and I just keep hearing from all of them. When we play and our audiences react, it's just different.
Mm-hmm.
No offense to the radio folks out there.
No, but it's true.
Live music and hearing it in person is very, very exciting.
Exactly. You know, the thing is, it's wonderful, and what they've been able to do with the enhancement of music, you know, from the CD now to, you know, things on the cloud and, you know, and YouTube and things like that, great. But it's not the same as hearing it in person and actually seeing it performed right in front of you. That's the thing right there, I think. It makes it so much better to be able to hear it and see it in person. Plus, maybe knowing a lot of people that might be in the orchestra as well as in the TCA Big Band as well as in the Vocal Airs too. which I'm sure that they will be able to find and see somebody that they know.
Hopefully so. Hopefully so. And for us to get to play to a live audience is, you know, we can have a rehearsal, but when those folks show up, it becomes that much more special. So obviously we're here so that you can help us get folks to show up.
Well, we hope so, too. So let's remind people time, date, and location for all of this, Karen.
Sure. It's at the Tecumseh Center for the Arts. That's at 400 North Maumee in Tecumseh. You can get tickets at www.thetca.org. You can call 517-423-6617. You can get them in person. You can get them the day of the show. The show starts at 4 o'clock, and you can get them an hour before. So starting at 3, you can buy tickets. Tickets are priced only at $10.
That's a real buy.
It really is. And you can bring the family, as you mentioned.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
And it's still an affordable and enjoyable afternoon.
Absolutely. And the thing I kind of liked about this is that having the performances at 4 o'clock after the concert is done, go and grab a bite to eat and make a whole evening out of it, too. So, yeah, it makes it a nice outing, like you said, Karen.
That's right. So Sunday the 15th, I believe I did not mention that the second time. So Sunday,
right.
May 15th, 4 o'clock at the Tecumseh Center for the Arts.
Okay. Great venue as well. There's not a bad seat in that venue at all.
Agreed.
They're all good seats. So no matter where you are, you're going to be able to have, you know, good viewing of what's on stage. And also the acoustics in there is just fantastic. So, and I'm sure you can agree with that too, Karen.
I do agree. Yes.
And Mark.
Definitely.
Yeah. Hey, I want to thank you so much for being on the program and talking a little bit more about it. And hopefully we can have gotten some people interested in wanting to be able to go and enjoy some great music.
Yeah, we really appreciate your help today, Dale. And everybody come on out and enjoy a nice afternoon of music.
Absolutely.
You've convinced me. I'm going.
Oh, yeah. Mark, you better be there.
He's playing, after all.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Well, I'm glad we convinced you, though, Mark.
Thank you so much for having us today.
Thank you so much. Mark Felder and Karen Bunch, my guest here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.